Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Darling, let me tell you something, girl. I've been trying to say, you look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become the sweetest in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily now. A great big old ruby house. You know you got to groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
Make me feel good inside. Come on now. Groove me, baby.
Now it goes from the reggae to the blues.
Blues Brothers in the news. Actually, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow, Judy, have launched Blues Brothers Records, new record label dedicated to the development of blues artists. It'll be distributed by Capitol Music.
Very cool.
Aykroyd and Belushi performing, certainly most of us know, starting out on Saturday Night Live and then the Blues Brothers first movie in 1980. Aykroyd said he's excited for what do you expect him to say? I don't think this is a good idea. I love these PR people. What kind of stupid stuff they put out? Oh, he's excited about this. Somebody asked me for a quote about a new radio program that I'm doing about farming. What do you think I'm going to say? That I think this idea sucks? Of course not. This is stupid stuff. But anyway, it is kind of a cool idea, Richie. I figured it's all about the blues.
You have to respect Aykroyd for his support of traditional American music. And I'm wholeheartedly behind it. I love it. Love it.
Good stuff. All right. Let's move to another popular presenter. Getting more popular every day, more recognition, most of it good. Farrell, I never knew who this guy was before, but he's been around for a while. That is before this song became the international phenom that it is. And as a result of that, he's partnering with the UN to promote the organization's International Day of Happiness. He's going to be using his post to raise awareness of climate change issues. Richie, I know you'll love this. Ahead of the conference on climate change in December in Paris, he's creative director of Alive Earth. He'll be encouraging people to sign this group's petition urging global leaders to adopt a new climate accord. Wants 1 billion signatures, and they figure he's got enough hooch to get it. And maybe he will. He's going to have also a global happy party. You're invited to join in, upload pictures of you and others having a good time doing the dance to happy. How many, wasn't it? Was it earlier this year or late last year? Some of those Iranian Iraqi kids got into trouble for doing a version of happy on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll tell you, watching him on The Voice, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, comes across as likable.
He's very sensible. I don't know about this stuff, but he's just a very likable,
nice
guy.
Come on, don't be so political about it. Give it to him. There's room for everybody.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, whether you believe it or not, I mean, there's so much hooey to it in some respects, and in other respects, there's a lot to be said for what comes out of the studies. It's just that it isn't black and white. This issue is not black and white.
Nope.
I think that he, though, is a likable guy.
Very.
It makes it easier for people to swallow the message. Maybe that's what it is, Richie. And
I would certainly rather listen to him talk about it than Al Gore.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
But
you said it, so it's good.
I'm not so sure Al Gore can sing well.
I want to find out.
No, okay. Pass on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that children have natural pre-wired fears? Actually, they are automatically afraid of two things. When they pop into the world, they are genetically wired to be afraid of two things. Here's the biological science of it. First off, children are naturally afraid of falling. It's a built-in defense to help offspring protect themselves. This can explain why children are afraid of rides at amusement parks, even the ones you think are pretty tame. Next, children are naturally afraid of loud noises. A clap of thunder, fireworks, or even a loud movie can activate this natural wiring. The result? The child cries, seeking protection. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if a parent understands these two fears, falling and loud noises, then they won't overreact and create a lifelong scaredy cat. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Persuading people to say yes is often harder than it should be, but using a simple technique can make it easier.
A review of 42 psychology studies on 22,000 people shows that using the "but you are free" approach can double the chances someone will say yes.
Here's how it works. While making your request, end it with "but you are free" to say no, to help at another time, to consider this further.
Why does this approach work? It reaffirms their freedom to choose. People like to have options and get satisfaction from making a decision that's right for them.
Give people the freedom to say no, and they're more likely to say yes. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.